First Sunday of 2020, and it's the first Sunday after Christmas. I hope you all had a good Christmas, and we all had a good Christmas Eve service. Whoever was able to join, we had a blessed occasion together, and thanks be to God for that. As we gather together here again, let us be thankful to God for all the blessings that we have received in the past year, and also we look forward to a blessed new year. Regardless of how things turn out, God is eternal and His presence is with us no matter what happens. That is the great faith that we have as believers. If you can turn with me to the announcements in the second page in the bulletin. The regular announcements are listed there. Please go over that with the Mountain Food Bank and the book that is available for sale, and also the address you can note for your regular mailing to the church. And if you know anyone who is struggling financially during this COVID, especially but basic needs like rent or groceries, things like that, please let me know. Call that number or text at that number. The last Sunday of the month, we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries and other blessings in our lives as a church every month, and as we started the luncheon back again today, we'll have the lunch after service. Please stay back after service and join the lunch. We will follow the COVID guidelines for safety, health safety. We will be all wearing masks. Take it off only at the time of eating, and like we did last time, we would not line up at the counter. Each table will go and get their food and come back and sit down, then the next table will rise up and go, so we can eliminate any kind of interactions or cross transfers. So it is good that we are able to do that during the time, and thanks be to God for that blessing. And the attendance and collections are listed there at the bottom for your continued prayers and participation in various ways as we continue to do the ministry of Jesus Christ in this community and around the world. Are there any other announcements today other than this?
They can set the table they did last time.
So that?
They can set the table that they sat.
The last time. Okay, please note if you can remember the table where you sat last time, please take the fine seats.
I cleaned all the chairs.
The same seats. Yeah, it's been over a month now, so it should be fine. So if you can stay with your seats regularly, that would help. Anything else? If not, let us continue to worship God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, hymn number 218 in the blue book. It came upon the midnight clear.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this beautiful morning that you have given us together as a church to come and worship you at this place and also online. Thank you for taking us towards the end of this year safely and in good health and strength so that we can gather here today. And bless us, Lord, with your grace and mercy as we look forward to the coming year. As we just celebrated the birth of your Son that has given us hope, help us, Lord, to look forward to the coming year that you keep and protect us and always be there for our needs as you have done in the past. We pray for your continual blessings from this day and forward, and that you will continue to direct our paths as we look for guidance from you. Bless us today as we worship together, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit, with all the saints around the world and angels in heaven praising you. Bless us, Lord, with the songs we sing, and the prayers we make, and the meditation of the word, and the reading of the word, and everything that we do here today, Lord. Bring honor and glory to your name, and blessing to your people. Bless us with your presence, and glorify your name in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, greeting time that we can wave to each other and say hi to each other, and also online. Good morning, everyone who has joined.
Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning, Chuck and Mickey. Good morning, Jean. Nice to see you, Jean. Jan and Harry, good morning. I think that's we got everyone. We will have our celebration of birthday and anniversary recognition for the month. So we can call out the names who are all here or online. We can thank God and... Yeah, you had one last week. Yeah, Miss Linda.
Mine was December 9.
December 9 is coming, okay. We have two birthdays.
I have two children that had birthdays.
All right.
On December
1st and December 19th. Okay. Anyone online? Anything to share? Just not birthdays or anniversaries, or anything that you want to celebrate. We can give thanks to God for. God has given us one more year that we are just finishing up.
Gene Brown's birthday was the 18th.
Oh, Gene, okay. Okay, anything lately from him?
Talked to him yesterday. Seems to be doing okay.
Okay.
A little bit down every now and then because he can't come back up. But other than that, he's doing fine.
Okay. Yeah, let us thank God for all the blessed occasions that God gives us in our lives to celebrate in the middle of things that we are going through. And also as a church, we can celebrate as we are coming to the close of this year that God has kept us through during this time as well. Let us go to God in prayer. Loving God, we thank you for your gifts of life, love and family and friends and fellowship. Oh God, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. And we pray for those who are celebrating the anniversaries and birthdays this month, and we thank you for a blessed year that you have given them. With the passing of time, you have increased and deepened their love towards you and for others. We give you thanks for your past blessings and pray for your continual mercies on them, O God. Renew your blessings upon them that they will enjoy many, many happy years to come. Cover them with your love, comfort them with your joyful presence, and confirm them in their hope. May your Holy Spirit strengthen them in the faith and fill them with love and service for you and for others. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain seated for the anthem that the choir will be singing. If you want to follow, it is in the red hymnal book, page 63. For that beautiful song. The responsive reading is Psalm 148. If you are able, please stand.
Ready? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens.
Praise the Lord in the heights.
Praise the Lord, all his angels.
Praise the Lord, all his hosts.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Praise the Lord, all shining stars.
Praise the Lord, highest heavens, and all waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded and they were created.
Who established them forever and ever, and fixed their bounds which cannot be passed.
Praise the Lord from the earth, sea monsters and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and smoke, stormy winds, fulfilling God's command.
Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds.
Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth.
Young men and maidens together, old men and children.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name alone is exalted, whose glory is above earth and heaven.
God has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful ones. For the people of Israel who are near their God, praise the Lord.
This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It's our prayer time now, where we share our prayers of blessings together and thank God for the numerous blessings that we have received in our lives. And also, it's a time of prayer that we bring our prayers of concerns and burdens and lift them up to the Lord as a church, as His children. And the promise of God is that He will answer our prayers according to His will and according to His time. So let us come together and share our prayers of praises as well as our prayers of concerns together. If you can look at the back of the bulletin, you can see our regular prayer requests. Continue to pray for these people and items listed there. And continue to pray for Martha and Jack as they are recovering. Martha was able to join us on the Christmas Eve service, which was a great miracle and a good news that we have been praying for. Thanks be to God for that. And Jack was able to be here too as well. And let them know that we love them and continue to pray for them. And we want to continue praying for George, as we shared last Sunday about his condition. He was admitted since Thanksgiving with COVID, and he was in ICU for about 2 weeks and came back for a week and went back to ICU now. And he had a collapsed lung now. So he's about in his 50s. His whole family had the COVID, but they all recovered. But he is still struggling. He's a relative of my wife and also an older friend together with our neighbor. We lived closer together too. They are in North Carolina now. Family is in a very, very sad situation. They didn't have Thanksgiving and they didn't have Christmas. And when I talked to them, the whole family have not been cooking, living in the house for about a month now. Things can turn upside down like that. So let us please pray for that family. And
I know we had Ms. Dickman on there, and she did pass away. They had her funeral last week. So she lives in Indiana, but her son is my boss.
Oh, okay. Did she have COVID?
She had a heart attack.
Heart attack.
She was 92 years old.
Okay.
And Sandy Williams, who had COVID, she is recovering and has been working some again at our office, main office, so that's a blessing.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Somebody else said COVID,
yeah,
that he shared. Okay. The good news is that the vaccine is available now, and glad my son and daughter-in-law were able to get it last week. And hopefully we will all get it soon. Let us pray for that. Are there anyone online that will share anything? Any prayer requests? Let us continue to pray for our country, our leaders, and all the elections that are coming, the runoff elections that are coming, to be safe and also peaceful. Let us also continue to pray for the frontline workers in our medical field, law enforcement, military, and all the service workers that serve us when we are shut up in our homes. A lot of people are putting their lives at risk to bring stuff to us, and also delivering mail and other things. Let us keep all of those people in our prayers so that they will be safe and God's grace will be with them. Oh, the bombing in Nashville, okay.
And also, Pastor, we need to pray for Kyle's family, especially his dad and his sister, who are both ill right now, and they need prayers for healing.
What's the name?
Caroline and Bob.
And we pray for Carol as well. How is she doing?
She has a sinus infection. We've got to get her to a doctor and get some medication for that.
Okay.
I had it a couple of weeks ago, and that was the only way to get rid of it.
Yes, yeah. I had that 2 weeks ago. And the doctors would not give me an antibiotic. Then I had to tell him I need something. So finally forced him to give me antibiotic. Mm-hmm. That's the only way it goes away. Okay. Any other items of prayer? If not, let us go to God in prayer together and lift these items and also other unspoken items at this time. And we'll spend a few moments in silent prayer. Then I'll close with a summarized prayer after that. Let us pray. Scripture says, our God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Loving God, we come to you as your children, trusting in your promises that you will meet all our needs according to your riches in heaven. Thank you for the privilege that you have given us to gather as your children and come together before you with our needs and our desires and our burdens. And at the same time, we are thankful for all the blessings that you give us, Lord, that life, the blessing of life, the good health and strength that we enjoy in our bodies, in our lives. And also we thank you for the fellowship and the church that we have together, so that we can come together and praise you together. We at the same time are burdened with many other things around us, Lord, as we have shared here. We pray for those who have, are going through difficult times with their health. We pray for the family of Ms. Dickman and grieving at the death. Pray that your peace will be there and presence will comfort them as a family. We continue to pray for Jack and Martha as they are going through their procedures and Martha is recovering. Bless them, Lord, with your healing, continued healing, and recover them back to normal, and also your peace in their lives and the families of their dear ones. We pray for the families and people who are affected by the Nashville bombing. We pray that your grace be upon those families and guide them. And also, we pray for the nation as a whole to be peaceful during the elections and the leadership changes that are happening during next month. We pray for your special blessing upon this country. We thank you for the healing of Sandy Williams as she came back with her COVID and recovered back to normal. We pray for Kyle's family, his dad and mom, as they are going through a difficult time with their health. We pray for complete healing and recovery back to normal, Lord. We pray that your healing hands will touch them. Above all, the peace that passeth all understanding will rule their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We pray for George and his family as he is struggling still in the hospital with the COVID and related complications. We pray that your special mercy is upon that family and particularly your healing hand on him, Lord. And we pray that you will touch him right now as we pray, that your healing will start and he can get back out of the ICU and come back to normal to his family soon. We pray for all of those who are affected by COVID in various ways, Lord. People have lost dear ones and people are still struggling with issues with health. We pray for those who have lost their jobs and homes and difficult times with their finances because of this pandemic. We pray that your grace be upon this world as a whole, Lord, and bring an end to this pandemic. And we thank you for the vaccines that are out there. Bless the people who are delivering them and administering them, that they can do it effectively, and give them the wisdom and the guidance that they need to do it effectively, Lord. We thank you for your presence in the middle of all of these things. And we thank you for the blessing of this church, that we can come together and fellowship today. Bless as we spend our time together and eat together, Lord, that it will be a blessed time for us all, that we will become a blessing to this community and around the world. We pray that you be with us today, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. May the words that we speak here today, the meditation of the word, the praises we sing, and the prayers that we make here bring honor and glory to your name, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit fill our hearts and minds as we go from this place, so that we can be more faithful and effective witnesses for you in the days to come. We thank you for giving us this opportunity here, and help us, Lord, to go out and be your witnesses wherever you place us faithfully. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the choir, the ushers will come forward and take up the offering, as the choir will be singing 219 in the Blue Book, What Child Is This?
Thank you.
heaven room all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, our God, in the host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. Loving God, we thank you for all the numerous blessings that you shower upon us. You are the source of all that we have and all we are. Oh, you are most gracious and merciful that you even give us when we run away from you and stray away from you. We offer ourselves at this time and bring a portion of what you have given us back to this table. May we find joy as we freely give our prayers and presents, gifts and service to support the ministry of the mission of this church and around the world. We ask you to accept this offering of your people. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully today, and also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God, and bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please remain standing for the reading of the scripture, which is taken from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 21.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it came time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angels had given him before he was conceived. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the word that you have given us today. The word that is life and spirit, that will become life and spirit to us, in us, and through us to this world. As we meditate on your word, Lord, bless us with the power of the Holy Spirit and the wisdom to discern the truth and experience that power in our lives. Pray that you will bless us with your presence as we speak to me and through me to your people. As we come before your word, give us a humble and obedient spirit, that we will obey whatever your spirit tells us to do. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A Hollywood maternity shop received this note in the mail. "Dear sirs, you have not delivered that maternity dress that I ordered. Please cancel the order. My delivery was faster than yours." We live in a society or community where fast delivery is getting the norm now. Now we have same day deliveries. We have even 1 hour deliveries with certain companies that you can order specially for. We want our orders fast and quick. The birth of Jesus was a delivery that was faster than they expected. Joseph and Mary did not expect that to happen in the middle of what they were doing. Definitely they did not pay for it, and they did not order for that faster delivery. The baby's delivery was faster than expected, even for the characters in the whole story. In Luke chapter 2, as we read today, while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for the baby to be born. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came. They did not go to Bethlehem for having the baby. But the time came when they were in Bethlehem for some other things, as you all know. They were there to pay the taxes and be counted in the census. That's what they were there for. We all know that doing those kind of regular routine things like paying taxes and filling out the census forms, those are all things that we hate to do. But we got to do it because we are citizens living in a country. So they were there to take care of the mundane and the boring things that they want to get around. Not very excited time, but they all thought that they can go and get this done. And especially you go personally to IRS office to pay your tax. It is painful to mail it in, rather. Going there personally to pay your tax is not a pleasant thing. But here they are, trying to take care of some business that they want to get it done and go home quickly. In the middle of that, the delivery came. That most unexpected thing came. The time was come for the Savior to be born in this world. So where did the time come? The time came, that's what the scripture says. From where? From who? We all know that we did not create time, and man did not create or invent time. Time was here when we were born here. That's all we know. And we became part of the time. But when God created everything, God created time also. And He's outside of time. And He's outside of creation. And only God can control the time. And no man can ever control time. The most complicated technology in this world is limited within that time frame. Nobody can control the time. So the time comes when the creator of the time decides what to happen and when to happen. The time came when God decided that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem at that time. Only God has control over everything, as David says in Psalm 31, "My times are in your hands, O God." Our times are in the hands of the eternal God. So when Paul talks about the birth of Christ, in Galatians we read, "When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law." When the fullness of time had come. Christmas is not about us filling our time with full of things that we want to do, but it is a time God has given us to take to remember God, how God fills things in our lives. A lot of times we get so busy that we fill our times with things that we want to do. But Christmas is a time that reminds us that the time is not in your hands, the time is in God's hands. And we ought to remember to use the time, to fill those times with whatever things that God wants us to do. We must be careful with time. In our hectic schedules filled with shopping and parties and other things, that sometimes we fail to leave some time for God and some time with God. Some deliveries can turn our lives upside down. We get deliveries faster than we planned. But we need to learn to accept and adjust according to God's plan in our lives when those things happen. Because God plans everything according to His time. And if we are patient and accepting and receiving it with grace, it will become a blessing not only in our lives, but also it will become a blessing to this world through our lives. We shared a prayer request as we prayed for George and his family. As they were spending time and we talked to them, they didn't have Thanksgiving celebration, they didn't have Christmas, The whole family has been struggling for the past 4 weeks or 5 weeks now, and still anxiously waiting for George to get out of the hospital. And he's still in the ICU. This happened in the middle of everything that they were doing, least expected time. They were waiting for a great Thanksgiving time, celebrating the Christmas with their family and friends that they were planning for. Nothing worked out the way they did, they planned. But we told them that there is a plan for God for everything. Sometimes it may be painful for us, sometimes it may not be comfortable when we look at it with our eyes. But God has control over time, and He controls everything, and we are in His hands. So we can be at peace with ourselves that God is going to take care of the things that we feel terrible and we feel painful. But God is the creator of our lives, and He is the creator of time. He knows what is happening in each moment. And someone said, life happens when we are doing other things. That's what life is. The scripture tells us that Jesus came by and asked the disciples when they were fishing, for they were doing their regular work. And Jesus called them, and they left everything and followed Him. The least expected time in their lives. And it happened to a lot of people in the scripture. If we look at it, Elisha, who was called, he was working in the fields while he was called. Moses and David were tending sheep in their regular jobs in the field. And when God called them to take up the things, in the middle of what we are doing, God will call and do certain things in our lives. Perhaps this is because when the creator of heaven and earth wants a little important than what we are doing at the moment. It is not what we are doing is not important, but God has a more important thing for you and me to do when He comes in the middle of what we are doing and calls us. God's convenience may become our inconvenience many times. Happened to Mary and Joseph. The most inconvenient time, most unexpected time, God chose to bring the Savior to this world, even though a lot of people were inconvenienced at that time. Our inconveniences can be a blessing that God can use to bring blessing to this world. Because Jesus showed up when we think we are ready, if Jesus were to show up when we think we are ready, would He be able to ever join us? He probably would not be, because we will never be ready at any time in our lives. But He shows up when He shows up, according to His time and His plans. Thank God Jesus doesn't wait until we are ready. Because if we are going to wait for Him, so ask Him to wait for us to be ready, we will never be ready that He can come and be in our lives to do the things that He wants to do. Some of us are stepping into new places in our lives, maybe have more questions than answers as we step into a new year. And we know, and we have experienced a terrible 2020. And we are hoping for a better 2021. And we are waiting for that to come to step into that. But what about the situations that come before us in the new year, regardless of what it is? One thing that I learned from 2020 is that I could never say that it would not be any worse. I can never say that anymore, because we haven't seen everything. Things can get worse, but we hope that things will get better, and things will get better because God is good. And even if there are things that we don't understand or we don't like, God will be there to guide us so that things will be better. As far as people of God are concerned, some have tried to make the Christian life more convenient many times, right? We like to be convenient people, to practice Christianity, practicing a convenient faith. But our faith is not about our convenience. To be only practicing Christianity on Sunday is not the faith that we are practicing or preaching. Our faith is to be practiced every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all through Saturday and Sunday. These are all days that God has given us to be His witnesses wherever He places. God's delivery comes when we are doing other things. It would be difficult to imagine Christmas without lights, good food, and other things that we are doing. So great, the emphasis is so great that upon merriment and the buying of gifts, we also learn the new messages that Christmas brings. That God is doing certain things that we may not understand. He is doing a new thing. One of the families that I spoke to, I called one of our older friends. They are in their 80s. Called him on Christmas Day to wish him Merry Christmas. And I picked up the phone. When he picked up the phone, I said, Merry Christmas. And he said, Merry is not a good word for me this time. Let us say, Blessed Christmas. Because his wife fell 2 weeks ago in her 80s and fractured her, she didn't fracture, but she had to go to the rehab. And she was in the hospital for a few days, and then she's in the rehab now, since Thanksgiving again. And she's continuing to be in the rehab, and since she left for the hospital, that's the last time he was able to see her person to person. Every day they talk on the phone, they do FaceTime, but a couple in their 80s who have been married for over 58 years, now spending time in two different places, one in the hospital on the fourth floor, and he is in the home, cannot see each other. The grandchildren and the great-grandchildren and their children are planning for a Christmas visit to him and to her. They call the hospital to arrange this, at least to bring her down so that they can have a time together during Christmas time. And they told him, well, she is on the fourth floor. You all can come. What we can do is we'll bring her to the window on the fourth floor and you can wave from the parking lot. And that's what they did. And what they did was they had a big banner they put together and waved her at the window saying that we love you. That is reality in our lives happening today. And no wonder he told me it's not a Merry Christmas. But we prayed together. And I told him that God is still good. He continues to be good regardless of what we go through sometimes, these painful situations. A Sunday school teacher asked her class, what is Christmas is about? What is the time for? And the usual answers came, it's the time for celebrating Jesus' birthday, a time of joy, a time to worship God. But one little child raised his hand and said, be happy with what you get, because you don't always get everything you want. That is something that struck me when I read that. Be happy with what you get, because God knows what is best for us, even though we may not like it. Be happy. We have learned, like 2020, learned to be at peace with our situations. As we step into the new year, let us pray to God that God will give us the patience and the courage to face the situations that we ought to face, because God gave us a faith that is stronger than any other forces in this world. Mary is in Bethlehem in the manger, hosting strange visitors like the shepherds, having the baby in a manger. But at that same moment, the angels were singing hallelujah. We may have to change our plans to accommodate God's plan in our lives, but trust that there is a God who will bring angels to sing glory to God in the highest, and peace and joy to all those who find favor with God. Thank heavens for the inconvenient times of our lives. Dear friends, when things get too inconvenient, we can hear the angels singing glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to all. May God bless us with these words as we go from here, that the eternal God's presence is with us wherever we are. May God bless you. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 245, the first Noel. If you are able, please stand. People of God, when we have to change our plans to accommodate what God brings in our lives, trust that God who sends his angels also to sing hallelujah like he did for the first Christmas. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Love everybody.
Bye. Love y'all.
Bye.